Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Here we have an email from Paloma. She says, the topic is warranted versus unwarranted assumptions.
Okay, producer Eric says, Paloma asks about a logical reasoning weekend question that we can't discuss publicly because of law school admission council licensing rules. They didn't pick the right answer to this question because they believed that it required them to make an unwarranted assumption. Oh, which unwarranted assumption is a highfalutin term that I think Paloma probably got from another LSAT prep company. Their bigger question is, what types of assumptions are warranted versus unwarranted in logical reasoning?
Yeah, let's start by just saying by unwarranted, we mean unreasonable.
Interesting. I want to read the question, I'm not going to read the argument. I'm not going to read the answer choices. I'm just going to read the question itself. It says the charge made above against alternative medicine is most seriously weakened if it is true that. So, going into a question like this, I mean, I would have already read the charge that was levied against alternative medicine, right? This passage must have been an attack on alternative medicine.
Yeah.
But going into the answer choices, I'm not going to fight with these answers at all. I'm going to consider what it would be like if they were true. So there's no sort of like unwarranted assumption analysis that's going in to my process. I'm thinking about, well, was
the
argument
still could be.
No, I know, but my point is, was the argument good or bad in the first place? Did the argument make an unwarranted assumption?
Sure. Yep.
If the argument, and by unwarranted assumption, all I mean is, did you basically assume something that seems kind of suspicious? Like you made
or
this
that
assumption.
Reasonable people could disagree with. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, if my argument was I decided I want to be president of the United States, therefore I will be president of the United States. That's making an unwarranted assumption that I am always going to get the things I want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It may be helpful to think about things that are warranted because sometimes people don't know, okay, but what is allowed? Right. Like if you had an argument too that said today is Wednesday, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. Therefore, I'm going to go to the gym on Thursday. There was an assumption made there.
That Thursday is the day after Wednesday.
Yeah. But you're gonna raise that objection in court? You're like, Your Honor, we're not totally sure if Thursday comes after Wednesday.
Exactly.
It's kind of dumb and petty. Exactly. So that's a reasonable assumption, a warranted assumption.
Right. And we're always doing that attack on the argument, no matter what the argument is and no matter what the question is. That's why we don't read the question first. We read the argument first. We attack the argument. If they're making stupid assumptions, then we're going to be yelling about it.
Mm-hmm.
But on a weekend question specifically, and when we look at the answer choices, at that point, I'm going to assume that the answer is true and see what happens.
Yep.
If this answer is true, does it kill that argument?
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for on a weekend question.
So the issue here, I think, though, is that there might have been, and there often is, right, some sort of an assumption that connects the correct answer that you have to assume is true back to the passage. It may, in some cases, it connects it back directly and no assumption is required. But in some cases, it says something that the vast majority of the world would agree has some sort of implication for the passage. But this test taker said, wait a sec, I don't necessarily know that those two things are connected. Therefore, I think that's an unwarranted assumption. So I can't pick this answer.
Yeah. Let's read the instructions at the beginning of each logical reasoning section. This is kind of a useful PSA. Every LR section starts with the same instructions. It says in answering the questions, you should not make assumptions that are by common sense standards implausible, superfluous, or incompatible with the passage. So implausible would be, assuming that Friday is the day after Wednesday.
Yep.
super, or assuming that just because I want it, I therefore will be president. That would be an implausible assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Superfluous would be just assuming things that are like, well, that could be the case, but it doesn't have to be the case. Like assuming that an event happened at nighttime instead of assuming that it happened at daytime might be like, whoa, wait, why are you assuming that? You don't know what time this happened. That might be a superfluous assumption. Incompatible with the passage would be, an assumption that is just saying the exact opposite of what the record already said. I say the meeting happened on Tuesday, but you're assuming that it happened on Thursday, but I said it happened on Tuesday. That's incompatible with the passage.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you breaking that down, but it almost feels like it makes it more complicated than it needs to be.
Sure.
I would just lump these all together and say unreasonable. Imagine a large group of smart people. Are they going to agree generally with that claim,
right,
or are they going to have some reasonable objections? If they have reasonable objections, then you shouldn't make that assumption.
Well, there's one word in those instructions or that excerpt of the instructions that I think is more important than all the others, which is common sense.
Yes.
It says common sense standards.
Yep.
So like, are you really going to stand up in court and defend that? If not, you know, if it's like, oh, yeah, that's not a really good thing to assume. Well, then, OK, I think we can call that implausible, superfluous, and compatible with the passage.
I do want to clarify one thing here, and that is there is a difference between something that is likely to be connected. Right. Just because something is likely to be connected doesn't mean you should make that assumption. If reasonable minds can say, hey, there's a potential problem here, this doesn't necessarily have to be true, and it's a reasonable objection, then you should not make that assumption. You should not assume those things are connected.
Yeah. Eric says that part of the assumption that this correspondent has mentioned came directly from the answer choice. And it matters here that this is an answer driven, or I think we're going to have to change that nomenclature. We've been calling it answer driven, but I think I don't know, Ben, if you saw my suggestion that we start referring to these questions as open or closed.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. It just something to think about. Well, I'll pitch it to you right now, but must be true questions are closed because the answer has to come from the record. You're not bringing in any outside stuff, right? Same thing with supported questions, same thing with necessary assumption questions, same thing with reasoning questions, all the questions that we have previously labeled as passage driven. I think it might be more efficient to say these are closed questions. They either did it or they didn't. It's in the record or it's not. It's a closed question.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen and weaken questions, though, are open questions in that. The correct answer, you have to consider the truth of the correct answer. You have to consider the truth of the answer choice. You have to say, okay, what if this answer were true? Not fighting with the answer choices like, well, the record didn't say that. Well, I can't pick that because that's an unwarranted assumption. No, that's not what we're doing on a weakened question. On a weakened question, it's an open question. There's infinite possible correct answers for a weakened question. Because all you're thinking about is, hey, which one of these facts puts that argument in a really bad spot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I'm just thinking about open versus closed. I really love saying that passage-driven questions are proven.
Yep.
And so I don't want to give up on that. Like, there is a little bit of abstraction with saying open versus closed, but I don't know a good corollary to proven.
Open, maybe. I mean, we could say proven and open.
Yeah.
But
case closed.
I think closed and open makes a lot of sense. Anyway, the point is you have to read the question carefully, right? So without even getting into all of the LSAT teacher nerd stuff talking about question types and all that, the question says, again, the charge made above against alternative medicine is most seriously weakened if it is true that. So they're telling you don't fight against the answer. You have to consider the answer choices. What if they are true? If they're true, then they're no longer an unwarranted assumption that this student thought that they were dealing with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, students run into this problem, right? They read these answer choices and say, well, that's extreme. That can't be true. It's like, huh? That's not the That's not your job right now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just not what we're doing. You should be doing that when you're attacking the argument in the first place. You should be like, yeah. Wait, what? I see some evidence here. Okay, I'll give you credit for that, but I'm not going to give you credit for your conclusion. Especially, I'm not going to give you credit for your conclusion when you make a dumbass assumption, right? Not mm-hmm. a common sense assumption, a dumb, non-common sense assumption. That's where we're fighting with people making assumptions. But when they say which one, if true, strengthens, or which one, if true, weakens, well, then we have to take them at their word and say, okay, if this is true, here's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope that helps. Thanks for submitting that question. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.